guess, to be there at the end.
Yeah, we made it too easy for them, you know, to score. But, you know, kind of picked each other up. Bartnicki, after kind of struggling a little bit in Miami, it was great to see him come out and throw the ball really well. Goldberg just continues to hit. English is hot. And then some other, you know, kind of two out RBIs, which is good to see from a couple guys. So all told, I mean, they're a good team, and coming off a tough road series in Miami and playing here, all told, we'll take it. You know, it's good that we won.
I guess it gets a little frustrating when you come back, you get a lead, and the pitchers can't find the strike zone.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, nobody wants to do better than Keaton Gibson, and I think after, you know, taking the loss in Miami, I think, you know, he maybe was pressing, trying a little too hard to do well. Then Hughes, I kind of think same way, just he was trying too hard to make things happen and ended up just kind of losing command of, you know, particularly his breaking ball. And they got five hits off of him. So just one of those nights for him. And then, you know, then we had to, you know, get an out from Bartnicki, and, you know, that saved us. So, yeah, it's frustrating when guys walk guys, but it's going to happen every now and then.
You look up and down the lineup, you see five guys with at least two hits. Goldberg, again, you know, he found a lot of different ways to get on base tonight.
Yeah, he did. You know, I mean, he's been a tough out all year. It's good to see him. That's the first extra base hit he's gotten. It couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, late in the game, two outs, two strikes on him, and a, you know, double down the right field line to knock in two, which gave us a little distance in that game. But he's been swinging the bat really well.
He seems like he takes what's coming to him. He didn't try to do anything with the pitch; just took it where it was thrown. I mean, is that what you can say? Maybe is his best quality as a batter right now is that he's just kind of going with what they're giving to him.
I think he's done a good job of just, yeah, whatever, however they're trying to get him out, he's done a good job of making adjustments, and he had swung and missed probably at the same pitch right before that, and then bam, you know, I think the kid tried to throw it out away from him again and just shot it down the right field line. So he is a smart baseball player, and he's a smart kid on top of it. So he's very heady as a baseball player.
What do you think has led to the turnaround at the plate for Nick Wilhite?
I think he's patient. I think he's, you know, getting good pitches to hit, and he's not missing them. I think Ramsey has kind of helped him just with his approach a lot. But he had a pretty good fall, too. I mean, we could kind of see it a little bit in the fall. But I think just he works hard at it. I think he's very comfortable with the approach. And I think James is constantly in his ear about his approach at the plate. So, you know, he's doing a great job for us right now. And then his throw, honestly, to, you know, it's a base running mistake for them, but it's a great throw by Nick Wilhite to throw the guy out at third.
Just the ability to stick with it, because, I mean, they kind of misplayed it off the wall a little bit out there. How impressed were you just by the presence of mind to calmly chase it down and throw a strike?
I mean, he one-hopped the throw right into third base. You know, you're kind of watching it come, and I kind of said it when he threw it. I'm like, guy's going to be out. Then I worried about it hitting the runner.
Yeah.
But it bounced right in there, and but just great throw and good presence on his part. Like you said, we overran this thing, let it get by us, but he picked it up and threw a strike.
Mm-hmm. Missing a couple starters tonight. What's the prognosis with them?
So Wilhite's brother, he's just kind of been battling the flu and a stomach bug, so we just kept him home today. Murray's got a little oblique intercostal going on. That'll be a while. English is just sucking it up. He's got a little quad issue, but he just sucked it up. So those are the two guys that, you know. Murray's going to be out a little while. I don't see any way he would play this weekend, but I think Austin will be back in this weekend.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
I'm good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty.